Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla, you guys with us, 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. We are still looking for a winner today for Hugh's Clues. Pair of tickets on the line to see the Big 5 Classic at the Wells Fargo Center coming up in Philadelphia on Saturday, December 7th. All right, back to your phone calls. In a minute, we'll get to Kiss the Baby this segment. This is starting to get good now because we've eliminated a good amount of teams in the NFL, starting to get to the tougher point of who we're going to eliminate this week as we try to have a perfect playoff bracket. All your phone calls on the Eagles. Are you ready to say this team's better than 2022? One guy that was part of both teams, unfortunately he won't get to finish this season, is of course Brandon Graham. He's spoken a lot since the injury Sunday night after the game, Brandon Graham's show yesterday, and he came into studio today for his weekly spot with Cameron Ritchie, and he got pretty emotional talking about what he's going through right now. Here's Brandon Graham this morning with the morning show.
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. Man.
I'm sorry. Man.
Take a moment. Cool. Take a moment, cool, Brandon. Man. Take a moment, man.
Hey, man, I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building. And I just don't want to, I know I ain't letting nobody down as far as, you know, getting hurt and stuff, because I know I'm going to bring that energy.
Brandon, let me jump in for 1 second. You're not letting anybody down. You're not letting the city down, your teammates.
I know. I'm just
nobody.
Saying, like, being, I'm
don't
being,
even
I'm not
let
even
it
being,
cross
I'm,
your mind.
I got you. I got you. Because I promise you, I'm just more hurt of just on how we've been coming every week, trying to defy, you know, the odds and being with it. But being with them, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be with them. I'm still with them. You know what I'm saying? I know that. But... yeah, man, I just needed this right here. I needed to get this out. It's been a while since I cried, man. I'm just, you know, hurting a little bit because, man, I just went for the 15 years, you know, I've been here and people doubt me. You know, this was a big one for me, and I think I accomplished a lot this year. And, you know, man, if that, you know, just one little thing, but I know it's God's plan, man, and I'm trusting that. And so that's where I'm at. And but I needed this, man. I needed this in a big way.
A very emotional Brandon Graham this morning.
Yeah.
You know,
I missed that part.
Yeah, I thought that was powerful. I mean, he had spoken a lot. It felt like he was in very good spirits right after the game. He broke his own news to the media in the locker room in L.A. Sunday night. Listening to that, Hugh, it sounded to me like the gravity of it hit him, like that his season is over.
Well,
and like he had said before this year, maybe he changed his mind, but this was his last season. It feels like it's all hitting him. I just want to say this before you react to it, Hugh. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he let no one down here. I mean, he played so much more and so much better than I think any of us anticipated his age. If this team, regardless of how far they go, right? But let's just say win the division, go to the playoffs, and then we see what happens. He's a huge part of that. Even though this is the end of his season, they don't do this without him. He was excellent this season.
Yeah. It was the weight of everything that kind of hit him all at once. And John Richie's a different guy, man, because I had people texting me this morning talking about how mad they were at Richie because he invoked such emotion. But Richie was in a moment where you're thinking about how it is as a football player. Because, to be honest, full disclosure, we all feel at some point we're immortal until we find out we're mortal. And for Brandon Graham, the way that he's played, especially at the position he's played, he's been blessed to play 15 years. A lot of guys don't get to do that.
Most.
And play at a high level. And I know this is not – he's not going to find any comfort in this, but you have to know that a lot of guys – don't really get to leave the game whole. You know, they leave, you know, they like something always happens, the injury here, injury there. So he's a part of that. But I think for him, today was the day where he realized that this might be it. That might have been his last game. And that's a sobering feeling, man, because you got to think, Joe, a lot of us that played the game, that was our whole life. You've been playing since you was, what, 8, 10 years old? And that's been your whole routine. Now, all of a sudden, you're still a young man, and you have to think about the rest of your life when football has been such a big part of it. And that's why, for a lot of guys, it's hard to adjust. And I commend Coach Sirianni. I commend the Eagles and everything that they're trying to do to help him keep involved in the game because it's been such a big part of his life, man. A lot of times, and I knew exactly what John was talking about because he was talking about yesterday how the respect level that you're going to get now is going to be different because you're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds to me like Coach Sirianni and the Eagles are going to do their damnedest to try to keep him plugged in. Because for Brandon, he's been a guy who, you know, he's had some adversity early in his year, but he's always fought through it. And he's always remained humble for it. But I think this kind of caught him off guard. So it's going to be tough for him. I mean, man, praying for him. I mean, it's going to be tough. But it sounds like they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that he's plugged into this team.
Yeah, and I would not put it past him to come back and produce again. I mean, he's had some significant injuries in his career and come back from all that. He had the knee when he was young. Remember what year that was, 2013?
Then he had Achilles too, right?
The Achilles was a couple years ago. And at his age, if you would have said to me, Joe, does he ever have a big season again after the Achilles in his 30s? I would have said no. And then he had a career year after that. Right, I think it was 21 he got hurt early in the season. I think it was week 2.
Mm-hmm.
Came back at 22 and helped him reach the Super Bowl, and he had an incredible season. And now he was doing this at this age. It wouldn't shock me if he changes his mind and decides to play again next year and helps them again. He's had an incredible Eagles career. I hope it doesn't end like this, but if it does, he did help them have another big season. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a player and have to be sidelined, but as a fan, I could take solace in that. Like, he helped them. I mean, he wasn't – before the season, Hugh, I was joking that it was his retirement tour. It wasn't. He was a huge factor.
Yeah, he balled out, man.
Yeah.
So much so that I told him the other night, I said, dude, I was getting a little jealous the way he was out there turning that corner. You turned back the clock last night, man. And he talked about how if that was his last game – You can't go out any better than the way he did.
Might have been his best game of the season.
Yeah.
He was really playing well.
He was out there doing his thing. Man.
Yeah, we wish Brandon the best in the recovery, and I expect him, and Sirianni spoke about it when we aired the press conference. He'll be around the team. I'd be shocked if he's not a big part of this. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here on all these things, including Hughes Clues, prize to give away. We'll get to Kiss the Baby, who are we eliminating this week, a couple days before the NFL week starts back up again with some Thursday games. Cowboy Jim is up on WIP. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
Help me with something, Joe and Hugh. Mm-hmm. Do you think the Cowboys forgot to tell the special teams to tank? Or did they just say, hey, just go ahead and run the ball back and just win the game?
Well, I think McCarthy's trying to get himself a contract extension. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
I don't understand tanking. Players want to go out there and play their best. They want to get a contract. They want to look good. So how can you say, hell, they got to tank? I mean, they're playing Cooper Rush.
Well, Jim, I would say it's hard to do in the NFL. You have too many independent contractors trying to win games. Right. I mean,
But look at the Giants.
Well, they're starting a guy. Yeah, they're starting a guy that doesn't belong in the NFL. I mean, that's the way to tank.
So why don't the Cowboys put Trey Lance?
I don't know, Jim. And frankly, I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
Hugh, have you ever been told, "Hey, we got to tank the season, so I don't want you to get 4 sacks in a game, so just play it easy"? No one's ever told you that.
No, but I don't think, like, if Trey Lance is not out there, Trey Lance probably can't
play.
Can't play.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, but if you want to tank the season, wouldn't you want to put him in there?
Well, I think that, you know, they had a little life last week. So they want to probably see how it plays out for them. I don't know. Maybe they want to play spoiler. I don't know. I don't know about what your team is doing,
man. I mean, we don't care.
You gotta be smoking,
Jim. That's the bottom line.
I'm just confused about all of this, okay? And I want to respond to
Hugh. We all feel so bad about that.
Yeah, what a shame.
Poor guy.
Can I respond to Hugh yesterday with the show your ass?
Oh,
can I
sure.
respond to that? Okay, so my friend who was there last Wednesday, Hugh,
mm-hmm.
is that show your ass or show your ass? Which one was it?
It's show your ass.
How about that D, baby?
Oh, I see what he talked. Yeah, you ain't slick, Cowboy Jim. Yeah, you wild. He's a wild.
I want to know which
family,
one it is.
It's a family show, Jim.
Family show.
He's the one who said show your ass. I just want to know which one it is.
Well, I think that's for you to decide, Jim. That's the end of that. I mean, I think
the absolute glory hole.
Jim, you got to be a grown up and make your own choices on that kind of stuff. Do we have an update on Joel Embiid from Shams? What's going on with the Sixers?
Well, I don't think this is a huge surprise because he was supposed to miss.
Let me guess. Not
going to
play.
Not going to play. Great. Didn't practice. Not going to play, you know.
So we went back to putting him on ice again?
Yeah. Well, he's got the swelling that he's managing.
You know, when he ducked the booze on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
He said that's what he go do, duck the booze.
That's what he did on Friday.
Well, did you see he had a taunt toward the crowd planned?
I heard, but then Friday he decided against that decision.
Seriously?
Yeah, there was a report that he had planned something for the crowd, but then his knee swelled up so he couldn't play. So then, and I saw that people couldn't find him on the bench. I don't know if that's accurate. It was just some people didn't see him.
How can you miss him? He's a big guy.
That's what I was thinking.
I got to say, a taunt toward the crowd would be completely unacceptable.
I just think he's probably lucky that the Eagles are 9-2. I mean, like, we had a couple days we talked about them, but for the most part, we've ignored it because we got a football team and an MVP caliber running back, so whatever.
He better... I'm just saying, man, a lot of people pick fights with Philadelphia fans.
You usually don't win those.
Nobody wins.
Yeah, it's almost like Father Time. It's undefeated. Yeah, I would not do that. Bilal is up next. Hey, Bilal.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How you doing,
what's
buddy?
What's up, man?
I'm doing well. First off, get well soon, BG. And Saquon's definitely better than T.O. was.
Definitely? That's strong.
Very.
Yeah. Like, it's too big of an impact. Too big of an impact. Like, we even have Smitty on Sunday, and we still did that to him. Like, so I'm...
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right about that. I mean, you took Smitty off the field, and they still scored 37 points.
Yeah, we had a pretty good defense that year, too. Well, I hear what you're saying.
The 0-4 team had a pretty good defense.
Yeah, No pushback.
Yeah, and I called that, too. Well, I said 35-14, but they got that little trash touchdown at the end. But I basically was on point.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Did you bet it?
Man, no.
Well, you should have.
Well, it don't count.
Well, you got to help us with our bets,
Bilal. $2 on there.
$2? Sounds like somebody I know. Bilal,
yeah, that's how I bet. He's a big spender.
Yeah. That's how you make the big bucks. All right, Bilal, what do you got for us? A holiday tradition Hugh doesn't get, and it used to be televised nationally.
I think, is it the thing when the president used to pick the turkey that they killed?
Oh, that's a fun answer. Bilal, that's not
no,
it.
That's
isn't
not
that
it,
the pardoning, the turkey?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but again, that's a good answer.
Well, it's been answered, so it's not.
I said the president killed.
I like the way he framed it better.
Yeah, I do too.
That's the turkey to be killed.
It made me laugh the way he framed it.
I thought he pardoned one from being killed. I thought he picked the turkey that would not be killed.
But then by proxy, he's also then deciding that's the group
all the other
from.
Turkeys right. that are getting killed.
I mean, if you save one, you're condemning the others. That's the way it goes. Jerry is up next on WIP. Hey, Jerry.
Saquon is having a much better year. T.O., I love T.O. I loved it when we got T.O., but Saquon is just, I mean, he's doing stuff that a lot of guys from the Eagles have never really done. He's taking over games He's made, as Hugh said, he looks like he's back at Penn State. And he's just running over guys and running through guys. And if there's a little hole, he's gone. You're not catching him.
Well, you're not. And he has this, Jerry, the combination of power and agility and breakaway speed is just super rare in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you can count on him for 100 yards pretty much every game. I don't know if he's going to break the record. It's going to be tough because that means they're going to have to push him. And, it'd be nice to have him around, be fresh for the playoff run. But I think what Ross said, the Eagles are probably going to ask him about it. He's going to say, let's do the right thing.
He probably will, but that's a tough one. I mean, if he's close, man, it's tough to not try to run for that record.
I know. And I believe this Eagles team is better than the 22 team also. They got more weapons. Jalen's matured a little bit more. I just think they got more. The more weapons, and the way their line is better. I think their offensive line's better.
So it's funny you brought that up, Jerry. We were discussing that before the show today. I think they're better as a run blocking team. I'm not sure they're as good as a pass blocking team, but Becton is just a force, a wall at right guard. Yep. That adds to it.
Yeah, man, they do a great job.
Yeah, and Juergens is a little bigger than Kelsey. I mean, Kelsey was different and more experienced. Jerry, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
The lighting of the Christmas tree.
The guesses are starting to get better here. Jerry, that's not it, but I feel like we're moving towards maybe a winning answer here. Josh in Wilmington is up. What's up, Josh?
Hey, boys, what's happening?
Hey, Josh.
Let me start with this. So last night I was just kind of doing my thing in my room, and I went into the closet and I laid out the three jerseys that I think I'm going to be bringing to New Orleans with me, because that's just where we're headed.
All right, so are they current players, or you got some all-timers in there?
I have a mix, right? So I brought the Jalen Hurts down, current. I brought Shady McCoy down because of his recent induction into the Eagles Hall of Fame, and I haven't really rocked that jersey too much at all. And then Reggie White with the Jerome patch on it. So I think that we're down to that. However, I mean, Doc is there, but I wore him when we won the Super Bowl in 2017. So it's like, I'm pretty sure that one's probably going to be along, but
I haven't heard anything about a 53 Douglas, H. Douglas jersey.
Is that what it was?
I didn't get one. Hugh, I'm sorry, I never bought a Hugh Douglas jersey. However, you're the man and you know it. You're revered here in Philadelphia.
Oh, no, I'm not offended. I'm not offended. Thank you, though. Thank you.
Well, I mean, is Hugh even the top 53 around anymore? I mean, Zach Bond.
I mean, Zach Bond is.
Yeah, he is balling
pretty well.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, he is balling.
He makes an All Pro. I mean, he might match you in All Pros as five. I'm just saying.
He might.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what do you think? Is this team better than 2022?
Yes, they are, and I can tell you why. It's defense, right? It's the back end of the defense that kind of makes them a bit better. Don't get me wrong, Saquon Barkley on the offensive side and just the weapons. However, I think that what we're seeing from our secondary, it's going to pay dividends for us, especially in the playoffs. I mean, not only are they representing the coverage well, but they're also tackling their you-know-what's off. And it's different. It is. It's just different. I think our offensive line, even without Jason Kelce, current offensive line at the moment, the way they're playing, man, they're in.
Go ahead and say it. Don't be ashamed. Go ahead. Don't be afraid. Go
say
ahead
it with your chest, Josh.
There are many teams out there that can even sniff.
He was afraid to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Hugh. I know.
He came in with all that bravado, and he was afraid to say that this offensive line is better than it was when Jason Kelce. Look, I had to hold his hand. I had to hold. He ain't even got my jersey, but I had to hold his hand and lead him there.
We got short memories in this town. Short memories.
Yeah, I mean, but listen, you asked me a question. I got.
I know. No, I get.
Even though Hugh had to pry it out of me,
he was a front runner all the way to the end. Yeah, and he fell back.
We rebounded well on this call from Josh saying he didn't want any part of a Hugh Douglas jersey. We rebounded well. All right, Josh, what's your answer for us? We need an answer for Hugh's clues. What is the holiday tradition?
So I'm the Christmas Day parade.
Ooh, close.
Feels like we're moving
in the right direction.
Chronologically in the right direction. Josh, we appreciate it. It's not.
Did he try to guess again?
I don't know. I cut him off before he could do it. We have rules around here. All right, speaking of rules, we play a game every Tuesday. It's called Kiss the Baby.
It's time to kiss the baby.
You should know by now what this is. Every week we go around the horn here, we eliminate a different NFL team with the goal of having a perfect playoff field by the end, trying not to eliminate any team that actually ends up in the playoffs. Kyle, you're up first this week. Who are you saying goodbye to today?
I think it's now officially over for the Colts after the way they just lost to the Lions. I realize I'm not eliminating them yet.
What's their record, 4-7?
4-7 or...
I think 4-7.
I'll have to double check what the record is. Let's see.
It's in that range.
Felt like the nail in the coffin last week. Yeah, they're 5-7
five
now.
5-7, okay.
I feel like they needed to get that one against Detroit, even though it's a tough team.
They probably need to win out to kill you on this. All right,
yeah.
So Colts out?
Yep, Colts are out.
All right, I'm up next. I think I have a pretty big one in terms of a team I'm pretty sure will be missing the playoffs, still left on the board. I'm going to eliminate the Chicago Bears. I know they played better, and they're kind of moving in the right direction with the new offense.
You held out hope for a long time.
But I held it out because I just wasn't sure they were dead. Yeah, they're dead. They're dead. They're out. I'll take the Bears out as my next team that will not make the postseason. Kiss the baby on the 2024 Bears. Hugh?
You know what? This one was a no-brainer for me because I was looking at the last couple of weeks, and they've been leaking oil ever since their top receiver slapped the taste out the kicker's mouth.
Ooh.
It's been going all downhill for the San Francisco 49ers. Kiss
the baby. Wow, that's a big one.
Kiss the baby.
Like that. It's strong.
It is strong. The
West is a tough one to figure out, man.
So they look like crap right now. We could all agree. And Purdy's shoulder's hurt. Hugh, are you a little worried that who's going to win the division?
It might be Seattle.
It might be, yeah.
It might be Seattle because, thinking of it.
They're tied for first the Cardinals?
Because the Rams needed that game that they played against us. They needed that to help them stay alive. They didn't get it, unfortunately for them.
Feels like the West is the they'll play the last game of the season. It'll be like the Sunday night game.
Yeah,
yeah, and then that'll be to win an in type of game. All right, so Hugh takes the 49ers out before Thanksgiving. That is a big one. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. All right, let's grab Ken and Cinnamon since up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
So, first of all, if you're kissing babies, I'll tell you right now, you can kiss the baby on the Washington Commanders. They are not going to finish above 500.
Wow. I mean, I think, Ken, I would kiss the baby on them for the division. This thing's over for the division, but I don't know. I mean, they
might be a playoff team.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say they're going to completely miss the playoffs, but maybe. I mean, they've lost three in a row. They're going backwards for sure.
Well, just remember when it does happen that I was the first one to tell you that.
Okay, we will.
Also, remember I'm the first one to tell you Joel Embiid's never going to play another game in a Sixers uniform. So just write that down.
Mm.
We got write that one down, Kyle. That's a big one.
How do we figure that?
That extension,
it's the NBA. That's all I need to say.
Oh, well, okay. Doug, you know what? That's totally great point. I didn't know what league it was.
Sarcasm.
Well, I called to talk about the Eagles. I'm just
go ahead.
I guess he told you.
So the Eagles are. I think that they're definitely better than the 2022 team. Defensively, they're better. I mean, if all we have to do is remember the Super Bowl, right? They couldn't get any pressure generated on Mahomes for various reasons, and they got the ball run down their throats. I mean. I don't see anybody running the ball down this defense's throat. I mean, the pressure is great, and they do get pressure, but they generate pressure in different ways than the 2022 defense generated pressure. I obviously think that they've got an upgrade at defensive coordinator, and I was never a Jonathan Gannon hater like some of the people around here, but I just Vic Fangio is just a mastermind when it comes to scheming up defenses and scheming up coverages and scheming up pressures. And I just think that the young guys on the offensive line who were on that 2022 offensive line, Landon Dickerson is a better football player now than he was in 2022. I think Jordan Mailata is better now than he was in 2022. So even though you have to replace a Hall of Fame center like Jason Kelce, I just haven't seen a tremendous drop-off with Cam Jurgens, which I wasn't really worried about to begin with because I just thought he was ready to go. And I just think overall, they're, you know, from top to bottom, the roster's better. I think they're a better team.
So, Ken, the one thing I earlier was saying is they don't quite have the depth at pass rush they did then, and that concerns me now with Brandon Graham. But you brought up the way you framed it with they generate pressure differently. They do. I just pulled it up. So Dean and Bond have 5 combined sacks. They get way more pressure from their linebackers, the inside guys, now than those guys. Edwards and Kaiser White played well, but they weren't pass rushing linebackers. Like Dean and Bond, you know,
they get after.
Yeah, when Fangio sends them, they could get to the quarterback. That is a unique part of this defense.
And I got to say, because I've never been I was not doing somersaults like everybody else was when they drafted N'Kobe Dean in the 3rd round. I didn't think he was going to be an impact player at all, and for most of his career, I've been proven right. But I didn't think N'Kobe Dean had in him what they're getting out of him, and I have been really impressed. You know, that first Pro Bowl selection usually comes a year after you earn that first Pro Bowl selection, and I think N'Kobe Dean is playing at a Pro Bowl level. Now, whether or not that gets him into the Pro Bowl this year, we'll see, because it's usually a year behind, right? But I didn't think he was capable of what we're seeing out of him. And when he blew up Kyren Williams on a blitz and just ran over him like he was a Pop Warner kid in front of him, between him and the quarterback.
Yeah, no, he was incredible.
He had that kind of physicality.
No, I didn't either. He's been obviously healthy, which is great and really good. All right, Ken, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Well, I can remember when you used to be able to turn the TV on Christmas Day and tune into the Yule Log on TV, so that you had the Yule Log burning for 24 hours on your TV.
The Yule.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now they have that on Netflix. You could find it.
I think I've seen that, and it has the popping sound.
Yes,
too, you turn the TV
we play it all the time. Ken, that's a good one. That is not it. Ken, we appreciate the phone call. All right, we have to give away this prize next. Hugh, on the other side, we will let you hear a clue. And this one, I promise, we'll give away the answer. 215-592-9494. Hop in now. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Big 5 Classic. Plus, we've got some bad news on the Juan Soto front. And a new name to watch for the Phillies. And Jerry Jones, he gave an interesting answer about Mike McCarthy's future. You'll hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, we're serving up epic football moments with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet $5. You get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel app serves up all the ingredients you need to place a live bet, same game parlay, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today and get started $150 of bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make this Thanksgiving extra special with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Who take RIP today? What's happening?
Hugh, how will you remember the Phillies' pursuit of Juan Soto?
Oh, no, it's a wrap.
Well, it feels that way.
Brett, he about to get mega paid.
So a report came out late last night from Randy Miller.
And so it was, no Juan Gilio?
Seems like it's not going to happen.
Oh, no!
I know. Well, we were going to bring on an expert on how to change my name legally.
Yes!
It was going to be great. I mean, my family was going to probably be upset, but I was going to do it. I was going to legally change my name. So a report came out last night. It's Hugh, it's not looking good. Five teams have presented a formal offer. The first batch of offers to Juan Soto. Ready for the five teams? You tell me if we're missing anyone important here. The New York Mets, the New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Wow.
Missing a certain team.
That we needed to be on that list.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Phillies.
I guess the bidding got too rich for their blood.
They weren't even in the bidding.
Maybe that they sat down and they said, in order for us to come here, this is what we'll need for us to make us feel special. And maybe the Phillies were like,
Well, you might be right. They might have got wind where it was going and said, we're out. It is a shame, though. I didn't really believe from the start of this they were going to get Juan Soto. And to be clear, he hasn't signed anywhere yet. This is just the first round of bidding. But I would call it a bad sign that the Phillies don't even have a reported offer in there to the first round of bidding. Sounds to me, Hugh, like this is not happening. And he's not going to come here.
I would imagine. Everybody's talking about five. I got seven stuck in my head.
Well, he probably wants to beat Ohtani because Ohtani got seven.
Yeah, I got like seven, eight. This is going to be, he's going to be majorly breaded up after this at 26 years old.
Are we still waiting for that Phillies meeting with Juan Soto? Is the meeting supposed to come after the other bids are in? What are we doing? We're not getting Juan Soto.
The meeting's like Santa Claus, man.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to have a meeting. It would be nice. But, you know, if you come in with a blank check, That sways most people's, you know.
Who needs to sit down? Here's a blank check.
Here's a check.
You fill it out.
Yeah.
You know where the mail exists. Yeah.
Just mail it to his address.
Yeah, be like, hey, this, what dollar amount would get you to be in our uniform?
What would be a worse pursuit of a big free agent? When they didn't have the door was locked when Machado got here, or if they mail a blank check in the actual mail to Juan Soto? Then to see it for 3 months? What's this?
Didn't Dombrowski find out that Castellanos was a free agent from the newspaper?
He did.
Would this surprise you?
I mean, they end up getting him, so maybe there's some method to that
madness.
I mean,
but stranger things have happened. If you write him a blank check and send it to him, and he fills it out, and you know, I mean, that could happen.
Yeah, but who checks the mail?
You're right.
Do you think Juan Soto's home checking his mail?
He probably has somebody checking.
Of course
for him.
He does. Yeah. He's been going around.
Or send it to his agent. Send it to his agent.
Right. All right. So the Juan Soto thing is not going well. And we're going to remember the pursuit very fondly for years. There is an honest-to-goodness Phillies rumor, though. Can we hear this? John Morosi, MLB Network. Here's what he said about the Phillies and maybe potentially a trade of Boehm and then some guys that could come in here and play third base if Boehm's not here.
They're interested in pursuing Willy Adames or Alex Bregman. And what this says to me is that Alec Boehm is available on the trade market. Now, there have been a lot of other conversations about other pieces they could potentially move. Nick Castellanos' name has come up. I had somebody mention to me Ranger Suarez as well. But when they're pursuing Adames and Bregman directly, that is telling me that Alec Boehm is available, which certainly concurs with a lot of things I've been hearing in recent days. So don't be surprised, my friends, if when we are at the winter meetings in a couple weeks' time, we hear of a trade involving Alec Boehm.
All right, so that's more of the Boehm stuff. But you know what caught my attention to that, Hugh? The other name, right? We have heard about Alex Bregman for a few weeks, that is maybe the natural signing at third base when they trade Boehm. He comes here. But they threw a new name in there, Willy Adames. And look, he's a good player, had over 30 home runs last year for the Brewers, but he's a shortstop. Now, the way it's been framed is he would be willing to move to third base, so he'd be the third baseman. But you know what I was thinking when I saw...
Oh, yeah, move Trey Turner. Thinking about moving Trey Turner.
Of course.
Or if Trey's not playing well...
I got another shortstop.
Yeah, you got another one. That makes sense. Because to your point, you know, and there's no telling how long Trey will be there. I think Trey wants to try to go to the Hall of Fame from that position. But still, if it makes sense to have somebody on the team that is that versatile. So I hear you.
Yeah, that's a name that we hadn't heard connected to the Phillies till today. The Bregman thing's been out there for a while, so we'll see. But it does feel like this thing with Boehm is going to become a... I'd be actually surprised if Boehm is still a Philly by Christmas. I think he's going to get traded here relatively quickly. They have the winter meetings coming up, and then we'll find out how they replace him. But there's a couple names. Alex Bregman, Willy Adames, who could move from short to third, or it's another option at shortstop. But I'm not going to handle it well if Juan Soto stays with it in this division. If he goes to the Mets, I'm really going to be upset, guys. I've tried to get Juan Soto here for years, and if he ends up playing the Phillies 12 times a year in the division for the next 15 years, I'm not going to be in a good place.
So, yeah, that'll suck. There was an alternative that was worse, though. The Dodgers. Once I found out that the Dodgers were in pursuit, I almost, because I knew the Mets were probably the next most likely team or the most likely team. I was like, just whatever. Just get into the Mets.
Can he just go to the Red Sox or Blue Jays?
I'd be way better, yeah. He cannot go to the Dodgers because that will basically ruin baseball.
Well, the dynasty they kind of have anyway.
Phillies can take Soto and the Mets. Nobody's taking Soto on the Dodgers.
I mean, they win 100 games anyway. Yeah. They add him and it'd just be lights out. All right, 215-592-9494. Should we give everyone a fourth clue? Should we give everyone out there? This is as late of a Hughes Clues as
I'm disappointed in this city.
Well, especially that. So, full disclosure, we had Kevin and Nicole in here, right, from the Jug Handle?
Yes, and they were Kevin got it.
As soon as I said Hugh said the last clue, Kevin stood up when we turned the mics off, and he guessed it immediately. It's right there.
Pretty
for
impressive.
You. All right, well, I guess that wasn't enough for most people. Let's give everyone a fourth clue here for Hugh's Clues.
Brandon Graham was drafted too high. Vinny Curry ain't got it. Noah Allen can't fit the scheme. Michael Thomas can't fit the scheme. Nigel Bradham can't catch. Jalen Mills can't cover. Patrick Robinson can't cover.
The best one fit by Lane, though.
Lane's on the juice. Lane's on the juice. All right, there it is, your fourth clue.
A little
theater of the mind. You got to picture what you just heard. And then the answer's right there for you. Saeed in Mount Airy's up. What's up, Saeed?
All right, so I got to admit, I had that clue helped me. It put me in a whole different direction because what I had before.
You care to share, Saeed, you care to share what you was thinking?
I was thinking Charlie Brown.
Oh, that was terrible.
No, it's not terrible. They play
that's
every
a holiday
year.
Tradition?
Yeah, you watch them. Yeah.
Why wouldn't I understand Charlie Brown, though?
They play it every year. Oh, well, why wouldn't you understand?
Yeah. Okay. Every year. But, now with streaming and everything, people ain't thinking about that. But since you played that, I'm going to say Survivor Series.
Are you serious?
Saeed, come
this is a joke,
on.
Quite frankly.
Saeed!
Oh my Saeed. Gosh, it's awful.
Think about
it's right there!
Wait a minute, Survivor Series? What does that have to do with what you just heard?
Like the wrestling event, you mean?
Wrestling.
I used to love Survivor Series.
Come on.
Okay. That's one of the worst fumbles in Hughes Clues history.
Saeed, no.
Come on, man.
No.
Worst fumble, that or Miracle at the Meadowlands one? No. What's the worst fumble? Or the butt fumble?
Well, real quick, as far as like with Saquon, I will say this, right? What the guy is doing, having 300 yards a game, like that's unheard of, right? So, yeah, I definitely think he's on track again, MVP. But also, too, you guys are comparing this team to the 22 Eagles.
Yep.
I don't think this team is better than the 04 Eagles.
Hugh, I mean, your perspective is better than mine on this.
Man, listen, man, I don't know why you would think that. This team is pretty, like Saquon is a different dynamic, and you got AJ.
So you think this is better than your team in 04?
We had two good running backs, but Saquon is different.
Sure,
man.
But as a team, the whole
true.
Team.
True, I get it.
I say the defense. I think the defense was better.
Which one? Javon, yours?
Ours.
Yours?
Yeah. I think ours is better.
Hugh, I'm gonna say that this would kind of put your team.
But see, Saeed kind of threw me off though because he blew the biggest clue.
This put the 0-4 team in perspective.
Okay, I'm listening.
The Monday night game when y'all played Miami, it was nothing they can do. They tried to come up. Donovan went right over top of them. They tried to stick Westbrook out the backfield. I mean, Westbrook had a game. I don't remember what his total yards is, but I know he shredded them. And it was because they couldn't make a choice. Now, as much as I love Hurts, I know Hurts isn't Donovan. He'll eventually get there, but he's not Donovan.
I think they're closer than you think they are, Saeed.
They're close, but he's on his way, but he's not there yet.
Well, Donovan in the passing game was better right then than Hurts is now. I'll give you that. Oh, for comparing just the 0-4 team, that was the best version of Donovan.
We could benefit from a Fred X right now.
Well, it's like a third receiver instead of Dotson.
A third receiver,
yeah, sure. Yeah. He's better than Dotson. All right, Saeed, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, a couple things hit me there. One is that an all-time fumble. But
a
then
lot
two,
hit me there.
I mean, I got to get Ike's reaction to that. I mean, Hugh had a chance to defend the 04 Eagles as better than 2024, and he was like, I don't know, Saquon's awesome.
No, I was just thinking about Saquon. Yeah, because Dorsey and Westbrook were good. Saquon, different. Though,
it was just hard to regroup after
then, to your point, when he fumbled the bag the way that he did, I couldn't think about nothing else. I'm like, we teed it up for you. It was teed up right there for you. Mm. And you couldn't, you didn't.